Sermon News. I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to debate each other in June and September. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a move that bypasses the nonpartisan commission on debates, the Biden and Trump campaigns have scheduled televised debates on CNN in June and on ABC in September. Trump not only accepted the president's proposal of two earlier debates, he also offered a counterproposal, additional one-on-one debates in July and August, plus a debate for the vice presidential nominees. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in Beijing for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Asia Society China expert Orville Schell says Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin share some traits.
Both that they feel disesteemed, disrespected, and they feel as if the outside world has helped dismember their empires. Through color revolutions and through anti-communism and et cetera, et cetera, and that they are bound deeply in a psychological way by common grievance.
Russian dependence on Chinese aid has grown since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago. The Supreme Court has ordered Louisiana to hold congressional elections using a House map with a second mostly black district, despite a lower court ruling that called the map an illegal racial gerrymander. The order allows the use of a map that has majority black populations in two of the state's six congressional districts, potentially boosting Democrats' chances of gaining control of the closely divided House of Representatives in the 2024 elections. On Wall Street, the Dow by 349 points, the NASDAQ rose 231. This is SRN News. There's a big opportunity for the gospel in this country.
In Matthew 9, Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful." And new research from the American Bible Society testifies to that fact. The ABS survey reveals there are at least 65 million people in the U.S. who are curious about the gospel and want to hear more. The study indicates that most of these people are members of either Generation Z or the Baby Boom, live in the South, and visit a church from time to time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signed a new law regulating transgender people's use of bathrooms and locker rooms in public education buildings. Mississippi becomes at least the 12th state to bar men from using women's facilities and vice versa. The new statute requires all public education institutions in Mississippi to equip their buildings with single-sex bathrooms, changing areas, and dormitories. This is SRN News. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan have won their respective Republican Senate nominations and will face off against Democratic challengers, as correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The political contests in Maryland and West Virginia could have big implications for the Senate majority fight this fall. West Virginia's Jim Justice is immediately favored to flip a Democratic seat that will be vacated by Senator Joe Manchin. Maryland's Larry Hogan gives Republicans a legitimate chance at picking up a Senate seat in deep blue Maryland for the first time in more than four decades. Three states hosted primary elections Tuesday: Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia. As expected, Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump easily won their primaries in all three states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.